Reading with Molly Young plus Jonah Viles Link 03 C2 Ek 5 F C 4 F 6 4 A 94 A 14 A 81 D D 9 Heading level 4 for online plus offline living. Table with 1 rows and 3 columns. Row 1, column 1, column 2. Molly Young and Jonah Viles are curating our June Reads box. Don't want FOMO dot dot sign up here. Column 3. Link Molly Young and link Jonah Viles are curating our June Reads box. Don't want FOMO dot dot sign up link here. Out of table. Looking for something cool to do offline? Go check out Link Rackwell's Dream House. Heading level 4 recap from our Mexico City retreat. We recently returned from our literary retreat in April with new friends joining us from San Francisco, LA, Portland and NY. We spent time reading, exploring, and enjoyed dinner with Link Veronica Link Gerber by Sexy author of Empty Set. Some of our fav spots include List with 6 items. Bullet Pandiria Rosetta. Bullet Contramar. Bullet Blanco Colima. Bullet Museo Nacional de Antropologia. Bullet Casa Basques. Bullet Ojo Dogwa. Out of list. Reading a book set in a place I just landed, and then meeting the author behind that book. That was a first for me, and I feel like that's how everyone should experience books. Tina Smith Unlabeled Graphic to get missing image descriptions. Open the context menu. Reads film. Heading level 4 reading. As summer approaches, we're getting our summer reads stacks ready. A few things we've been reading lately. List with 9 items. Bullet Link The End of Eddie by Edward Louis. Bullet Link Sleepless Nights by Elizabeth Hardwick. Bullet Link Trances of the Blast and Link My Private Property by Mary Ruffel. Bullet Link Call Me Zebra by Azarine van der Vliet-Alumi. Bullet Link Poems by Yvonne Rainer. Bullet Link So Many Mountains, but this one specifically by Junior Clemens. Bullet Link The Mars Room by Rachel Kushner. Bullet Link Famous Questions by Fanny Howe. Bullet Link Everything and Nothing by Jorge Luis Borges. Out of list. Heading level 4 meet our June Reads curators. Molly Young plus Jonah Viles reads. A lot of reads friends including us don't have enough time to read. Where do you read the most, and how do you make the time? Molly, I read while eating and while commuting on the subway. Multitasking. Here's my calculus. Reading makes me happier than going to the gym or cooking elaborate meals or, any other hobby, so I prioritize it over anything else that I could theoretically be doing. Jonah, I've noticed my phone makes me read less, and my boyfriend makes me read more. He consumes about 12 books a week, so when I'm next to him, I truly better bring a book. Reads. Reads is founded by two BFFs. When did the two of you meet, and what's it like working together? Molly, we met in college when we dated the same guy, not at the same time we dated him sequentially. He evaporated from the picture rather immediately, and we became friends after college. I always knew Jonah was the marshmallow to my cocoa. Jonah, my friendship and workship with Molly is something I want on display at all times, like a forehead tattoo. If you had told me a decade ago that Molly and I would one day meld our brains and birth a book together, I would not necessarily have believed you, but I would have been completely envious and utterly enamored of that vision. I always admired her from afar, so now I love getting to admire her up close. Everything I thought about her was true, but even better. Reads. What has been the biggest high and biggest low of creating and launching your book? Molly. High. Bonding with my co-authoress and gaining access to her treasure trove of a brain. Low. Constantly refreshing the author portal sales data to see if we've sold any books. Unhealthy habit. Jonah. The constant high was working with Molly and revealing in our deluxe kinship. The only low that I can think of was in the beginning, trying to make finished illustrations for the book before we had really solidified its look. It felt like walking on an imaginary bridge that hadn't been built, but knowing you wouldn't fall. Reads. What are each of you currently reading now? Molly. Andrew Martin's early work is a scrumptious novel about being a youngish person. He's like a male Laurie Colwyn, which is all I ever want in a novelist. It is coming out this summer, but you can, and should, pre-order it. There will be underlining. Also reading Marcy Dermansky's Bad Marie, Sultry, Wicked, highly recommended, and rereading Amelie Nothomb's Fear and Trembling, which is the ultimate workplace novel, and you can read it in about 10 seconds. Jonah. I often read whatever Molly tells me to. I just ordered Bad Marie. Right now I'm reading Speak, Memory, Nabokov's Memoirs, because I've run out of his other books, and because I'm a loser who likes all my sentences tied up in quippy little sun-bleached bows with butterflies on top. That sort of stylish writing is like getting to take a nap in one of those cordoned-off baroque bedrooms in a museum. Indulgence mixed with trespassing. Reads. What are you both working on now? Any exciting future plans you can share? Molly. Writing a screenplay with my husband that I can only describe as a real estate thriller. Stay tuned. and pray for us to finish Jonah. I'm pushing along my usual wheelbarrow of jobs, which tips my brain in a myriad of directions. I'm also attempting to put nose to paper on a book of illustrated essays, about which this sentence contains a hint. Star a copy of their latest book. Link DCT is included as a bonus in addition to the two books in the June Reads box. Sign up link here with code ReadsNews for a special discount less free link Greater Reads on social Greater. Once you receive this month's Reads, tag us on social at reads.delivery link and tag your BFF in honor of friendship. Molly plus Jonah, Emma plus Rachel, we're giving one of your link BFFs a Reads box on us. Less free link medium / link Instagram / link Twitter / link Facebook copyright 2017 Reads. All rights reserved. Update preferences or link unsubscribe.